Kimberly Rogers Brown. The Messianic Message is proud to present this teaching by Yaakov Antormerwi. I hope that you enjoy this teaching.
Jeremiah Study, Part 2, Lesson 9, 2 Kings 23, 2 Chronicles 35, Habakkuk and Jeremiah. Presented by Yaakov Antormerwi, the Tabernacle of David Restored in Edom. Matthew 23, verse 8 to 10. But you must not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, Christ, and you are all brothers. And call no one your father on the earth, for one is your father in heaven. Nor be called teachers, for one is your teacher, even Christ. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 13 to 17. But evil men and seducers will go forward to worse, deceiving and being deceived. But continue in the things that you have learned and have been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from a babe you have known the holy scriptures, which are able to make you wise to salvation through faith in Christ. All scripture is God-breathed, and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfected, thoroughly furnished to every good work. Colossians 2, verse 8 to 12. Beware lest anybody rob you through philosophy and vain deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the elements of the world, and not according to Christ. For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, who is the head of all principality and power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, in putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, in whom also you were raised through the faith of the working of God, raising him from the dead. Let's read Isaiah 28 verse 9 to 13 again. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Those weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue, he will speak to this people, to whom he said, this is the rest, cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing. Yet they were not willing to hear. But the word of Jehovah was to them precept on precept, precept on precept, line on line, line on line, here a little, there a little, that they might go and fall backward, and be broken, snared, and taken. The death of King Josiah. King Josiah ruled for 31 years, starting at the age of 8 years old. About 13 years after he cleansed the temple of Yahweh, Pharaoh Necho moved his army from Egypt to Carchemish, a stronghold of the Assyrian Empire at the Euphrates River in Syria. As Pharaoh Necho was moving his troops through the valley of Megiddo, King Josiah came up against him to make war. Pharaoh warned Josiah that he was sent by Elohim to make war against Carchemish, and that Josiah must not oppose him. But Josiah did not listen, and he disguised himself and fought with his soldiers against the Egyptians. The Egyptian archers shot Josiah and wounded him severely, and he died in Jerusalem after he fled the battle. The people of the land took Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, and made him king in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz did not follow after the commandments of Yahweh, and after 3 months, Pharaoh came to Jerusalem and took Jehoahaz into captivity and made his brother Eliakim king in his place. Eliakim's name was changed to Jehoiakim. King Jehoahaz. 2 Chronicles chapter 36. Then the people of the land took Jehoahaz the son of Josiah and made him king in his father's place in Jerusalem. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. And the king of Egypt turned aside and took Jerusalem, and imposed on the land 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And the king of Egypt made Eliakim his brother king over Judah and Jerusalem, and changed his name to Jehoiakim. And Necho took Jehoahaz his brother, and carried him to Egypt. Jehoahaz's reign and captivity. 2 Kings chapter 23. Jehoahaz was 23 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 3 months in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Hamutal, the daughter of Jeremiah of Libna. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his fathers had done. And Pharaoh Necho put him in chains at Riblah, in the land of Hamath, that he might not reign in Jerusalem, and put the land to a tribute of 100 talents of silver and 1 talent of gold. And Pharaoh Necho made Eliakim the son of Josiah king in the place of Josiah his father, and changed his name to Jehoiakim, and took Jehoahaz away. And he came to Egypt and died there. And Jehoiakim gave the silver and the gold to Pharaoh, but he taxed the land to give the silver according to the commandment of Pharaoh. He exalted the silver and the gold from the people of the land, of everyone according to his taxation, to give it to Pharaoh Necho. Jehoiakim reigns in Judah. Jehoiakim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Pedaiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his fathers had done. Pharaoh Necho defeated King Josiah on his way to Carchemish near the Euphrates when he travelled his army through the land of Israel. Egyptian archers hit Josiah and he had to withdraw from the battle. He died in Jerusalem. After Egypt's victory, about 3 months later, Pharaoh Necho went to Jerusalem and took Jehoahaz captive because of this attack of Israel against him. He was first taken to Riblah in the land of Hamath, which would be part of Syria today. But later Jehoahaz was moved to Egypt, where he died. We know that Egypt won the battle, because in Jeremiah chapter 46, we read that Babylon defeated Egypt in Carchemish during the 4th year of the reign of Jehoiakim. Pharaoh took the brother of Jehoahaz, Eliakim, and made him a vassal king for Egypt. He changed his name to Jehoiakim and demanded tribute from him. The tribute was collected from the people through taxation. Jehoiakim had to pledge his service and loyalty to Egypt, and he became the subject of Pharaoh Necho and represented the rulership of Egypt over Israel. Jeremiah was very sad about the death of King Josiah and wrote lamentations because of his death. In Judaism today, they have a memorial to King Josiah's death. In Jeremiah chapter 12, we read a complaint of Jeremiah against the wicked not being punished. We also read about this from the writings of the prophet Habakkuk. King Josiah was a righteous man and a servant of Yahweh, yet he was killed while the wicked people of the land stayed prosperous. Jeremiah chapter 12, Jeremiah's complaint. Righteous are you, O Yahweh, when I plead with you. Yet let me talk with you of your judgment. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are they all in joy that deal very wickedly? You have planted them, yes, they have taken root. They grow, yes, they bring forth fruit. You are near in their mouth, but far from their heart. But you, O Yahweh, know me. You have seen me, and tried my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of your slaughter. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of those that dwell in it? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, Yahweh shall not see our latter end. The Lord answered Jeremiah, If you have run with the footmen, and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with the horses? And if in the land of peace, in which you trust, they wearied you, then how will you manage to cross the raging Jordan River? For even your brothers and the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yes, they have called a multitude after you. Believe them not, though they speak flattering words to you. Now your brothers and the house of your father, this is the Levites and the priests. Verse 7. I have forsaken my house, I have left my heritage. I have given the dearly beloved of my being into the hand of her enemies. My house is in reference to the temple of Yahweh. Verse 8. My heritage is to me as a lion in the forest. It roars against me. Therefore have I hated it. My heritage is to me as a speckled bird of prey, and the birds all around are against her. Come and assemble all the beasts of the field. Come devour. My shepherds have destroyed my vineyard. They have trodden my portion underfoot, and they have made my pleasant portion into a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate, and being desolate it hurts me. The whole land is made desolate, because no man takes this to heart. It looks like the wicked is prosperous, but Yahweh have withdrawn himself so that the plunderers can move in. First Egypt would have access to the land, then later Yahweh will give access to Babylon. In this way, the plunderers would come in and devour the land. Verse 12. The plunderers have come upon all the bare heights, throughout the wilderness, for the sword of Jehovah shall devour it from the one end of the land, even to the other end of the land. No flesh shall have peace. Verse 13. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to hard work, but shall not profit, and they shall be ashamed of their harvest because of the fierce anger of Yahweh. This says Yahweh against all my evil neighbors, that touches the inheritance that I have caused my people Israel to inherit. See, I will pluck them out of their land, and pluck the house of Judah from among them. And it shall come to pass, after that I have plucked them out, I will return, and have mercy on them, and will bring them again, every man to his heritage, and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the way of my people, to swear by my name Yahweh lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal the Lord, then shall they be rebuilt in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says Yahweh. This is a prophecy of scattering and gathering of Yahweh's people. Yahweh will remove the people that took Israel's inheritance, and then bring the people of the land back, and if they swear by his name, Yahweh lives, they will stay in the land. If they do not, then he will destroy that nation that was brought back. Let's read the prophet Habakkuk's complaint to Yahweh about the righteous being punished. Habakkuk 1 verse 1. The burden which Habakkuk the prophet saw. O Jehovah, until when shall I cry, and you will not hear? I cry out to you of violence, and you do not save? Why do you show me evil, and you look on toil? For destruction and violence are before me, and there is strife, and contention rises up. Therefore the law has become helpless, and justice does not always go forth, for the wicked entraps the righteous. Therefore, justice goes forth, being perverted. The Lord answers. Verse 5. Look among the nations, and behold, and wonder marvelously. For I will work a work in your days which you will not believe, not even if it is declared to you. For lo, I rise up the Chaldeans, the bitter and the hasty nation, which shall march through the breadth of the land, and possesses homes not their own. He is a terrible and fearful, his judgment and his majesty comes forth from himself. His horses also are swifter than the leopards, and are more fierce than the evening wolves, and their horsemen shall spread themselves, and their horsemen shall come from afar. They shall fly like the eagle hurrying to eat. All of him shall come for violence, the gathering of their faces is forward, and they gather captives like the sand. And they shall scoff at the kings, and the ruler shall be a scorn to them. They shall laugh at every stronghold, for he shall heap up dust and capture it. Then he sweeps on like a wind, and he trespasses and is guilty, crediting his power to his God. Yahweh tells Habakkuk that punishment will come within his days. Habakkuk's second complaint. Verse 12. Are you not from everlasting, O Jehovah my God, my Holy One? We shall not die, O Jehovah. You have ordained them for judgment, and, my rock, you have established them for correction. You are of purer eyes than the beholder evil, and cannot look upon vexation. Why do you look upon those who deal deceitfully? Will you be silent when the wicked swallows one more righteous than he? For you make man like the fish of the sea, like creeping things with no ruler over them. He takes up all of them with the hook. He drags him with his net and gathers him with his sign. Therefore he rejoices and exults. So he sacrifices to his net and burn incense to the slain, because by them his portion is fat and his food rich. Shall he then empty his net, and shall he not spare to continually slay nations? I will stand on my watch and set myself on the tower, and will watch to see what he will say to me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. The righteous shall live by faith. Habakkuk 2 verse 2. And Jehovah answered me and said, write this vision, and make it plain on the tablets, that he who reads it may run. For the vision is still for an appointed time, but it speaks to the end, and it does not lie. Though it lingers, wait for it, because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, the soul of him is lifted up, and is not upright, but the just shall live by his faith. And also, wine indeed betrays a proud man, and he is not content. He widens his soul like Sheol, and he is like death, and is not satisfied, but gathers all nations to himself, and heaps to himself all the peoples. Both Jeremiah and Habakkuk complained after the death of King Josiah because of the righteous that suffer under the unrighteous. But Yahweh told them that the whole land will be cleansed by the sword. To Jeremiah, he told him that the people will be plucked from the land and then be returned. To Habakkuk, Yahweh told him that he must write it down that at the end, at an appointed time, the just or righteous will live by faith, and that he will raise the Chaldeans to attack the land. We learned in an earlier lesson that faith points back to the promise made to Abraham in Genesis 12, 15 and 17, that Abraham's descendants will inherit a land and will have rest. It also promises of a seed that will be king over them. So Yahweh reassured Habakkuk that even though it lingers, it will surely come. 2 Kings chapter 23. Joachim was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And his mother's name was Zebudah, the daughter of Bedaiah of Rumah. And he did that which was evil in the sight of Yahweh, according to all that his fathers had done. Just to recap, King Josiah died when he attacked Pharaoh Necho, moving his troops to make war against the Assyrians. The people of Israel made Jehoahaz, the son of Josiah, king, but 3 months later Pharaoh Necho came against Jerusalem and took King Jehoahaz captive and made Jehoiakim king over Jerusalem. He also brought Israel under Egypt as a vassal state and demanded tribute. Assyria's power in the Middle East was failing. They now had to defend themselves at both front and back of their territory. Babylon was attacking from one side and Egypt was attacking from the other side. Jerusalem was in the direct path between Egypt and Babylon. Both these nations were trying to establish dominance in the Middle East. King Josiah's attack on Egypt would have given them an excuse to annex Israel, especially Jerusalem, its capital. And this was exactly what happened, and King Jehoiakim gave his allegiance to Egypt. Jeremiah's prophecy about the broken covenant would be something that he would repeat to the people and remind them about it, just like our teachers today preach their messages multiple times amongst their followers. So, with this message going forward, Yahweh also gave Jeremiah another message which he took to the people of Israel. Jeremiah chapter 27, the yoke of Nebuchadnezzar. In the beginning of the kingdom of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, Thus says Yahweh to me, Make yourself bands and yokes, and put them upon your neck, and send them to the king of Edom, and to the king of Moab, and to the king of the Ammonites, and to the king of Tsor, and to the king of Sidon, by the hand of the messengers that came to Jerusalem to Zedekiah, king of Judah, and command them to say to their masters, This is Yahweh, host of armies, the Elohim of Israel. This shall you say to your masters, I have made the earth, the man and the beast that are upon the ground, by my great power and by my outstretched arm, and I have given it to whom it seemed right to me. And now have I given all these lands into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, and the beasts of the field have I given to him also to serve him. Verse 7, And all nations shall serve him, and his son, and his son's son, to the very time of his land come. And then many nations and great kings shall make him serve them. And it shall come to pass that a nation and kingdom which will not serve the same Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, and that will not put their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, that nation will I punish, says Yahweh, with the sword and with famine and with pestilence, until I have consumed them by his hand. Therefore, listen not to your prophets, nor to your diviners, nor to your dreamers, nor to your enchanters, nor to your sorcerers, who speak to you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon. For they prophesy a lie to you, to remove you far from your land, and that I should drive you out, and that you should perish. But the nations that bring their neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him, those will I let remain in their own land, says Yahweh, and they shall till it and dwell in it. I spoke also to Zedekiah, king of Judah, according to all these words, saying, Bring your neck under the yoke of the king of Babylon, and serve him as his people, and live. Verse 13, Why will you die, you and your people, by the sword, by the famine, and by pestilence, as Yahweh has spoken against a nation that will not serve the king of Babylon? Therefore, listen not to the word of your prophets that speak to you, saying, You shall not serve the king of Babylon, for they prophesy a lie to you. For I have not sent them, says Yahweh, yet they prophesy a lie in my name, that I might drive you out, and that you might perish, you and the prophets who prophesy to you. Yahweh had Jeremiah make yokes of wood, and Jeremiah had to deliver those yokes to the nations that was around Judea, all of Israel's neighbors. There is a good probability that these nations will either ally to Egypt or vassal nations to Egypt. In other words, they relied on Egypt for their strength and protection. These nations were part of the Assyrian nation before they fell, and just like the northern lands of Israel, got relieved as Egypt was making war against Assyria. Jeremiah brought a message that all the nations in the region around Jerusalem would fall to the power of Babylon. Jeremiah chapter 21, Message to the House of David. And touching the house of the king of Judah, say, Hear the words of Yahweh. O house of David, says Yahweh, execute judgment in the morning, and deliver him that is plundered out of the hand of the oppressor, lest my wrath goes like fire, and burns so that none can quench it, because of the evil of your doings. See, I am against you, O inhabitants of the valley, and rock of the plain, says Yahweh, who says, Who shall come down against us? Or who shall enter into our dwellings? But I will punish you according to the fruit of your doings, says Yahweh, and I will kindle a fire in its forest, and it shall devour all things all around. Jeremiah chapter 22. This says Yahweh, go down to the house of the king of Judah, and speak there this word, and say, hear the word of Jehovah, O king of Judah, that sits upon the throne of David, you and your servants, and your people that enter in by these gates. This says Yahweh, execute judgment and righteousness, and deliver the plunderer out of the hand of the oppressor, and do no wrong. Do no wrong, do no violence to the stranger, the fatherless, nor the widow, neither shed innocent blood in this place. For if you do this thing indeed, then shall there enter in by the gates of this house kings sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses, he and servants and his people. But if you will not hear these words, I swear by myself, says Yahweh, that this house shall become a ruin. For this says Yahweh to the king's house of Judah, you are Gilad to me, and the head of Lebanon, yet surely I will make you a wilderness, and cities that are not inhabited. Verse 7, and I will prepare destroyers against you, every one with his weapons, and they shall cut down your choice cedars, and cast them into the fire. And many nations shall pass by the city, and they shall say every man to his neighbor, why has Yahweh done this to this great city? Then they shall answer, because they have forsaken the covenant of Yahweh the Elohim, and worshipped other Elohim, and served them. Weep not for the dead, neither mourn him, but weep bitterly for him that goes away, for he shall return no more, nor see his native country. Message to the sons of Josiah. For this is Yahweh regarding Shallum, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, who reigned in the place of Josiah his father, who went forth out of this place. He shall not return here any more, but he shall die in the place where they have led him into exile, and shall see this land no more. Woe to him that builds his house by unrighteousness, and his rooms by wrong, that uses his neighbor's service without wages, and gives him nothing for his work, that says, I will build a wide house with large rooms, and cut out windows, and it is paneled with cedar, and painted in red. Shall you reign, just because you enclose yourself in cedar? Did not your father eat and drink, and do judgment and justice, and then it went well with him? He defended the cause of the poor and needy, then it was well with him. Was not this to know me, says Yahweh? Yahweh is referring to King Josiah that walked according to the Torah. Verse 17, but your eyes and your heart are for nothing but your greed, and to shed innocent blood, and oppression, and the doing of violence. Therefore, this says Yahweh concerning Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah. They shall not lament for him, saying, O vey my brother, or O vey my sister. They shall not lament for him, saying, O vey master, or O vey your excellency. He shall be buried with the burial of a donkey, drawn out and cast out outside the gate of Jerusalem. Go up to Lebanon and cry, and lift up your voice in Bashan, and cry from Abrim, for all your lovers are destroyed. I spoke to you in your prosperity, but you said, I will not hear. This has been your manner from your youth, that you obeyed not my voice. The wind of judgment shall eat up all your shepherds, and your lovers shall go into exile. Surely then shall you be ashamed and consumed for all your wickedness. O inhabitant of Lebanon, that make your nest in the cedars, how you shall groan when birth pains come unto you, like the pain of a woman in labor. Verse 24. As I live, says Yahweh, though Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, were designate upon my right hand, yet would I pluck you off from there. And I will give you into the hand of those that seek your life, and into the hand of those whose face you fear, even into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of the Chaldeans. And I will cast you out, and your mother that bore you, into another country, where you were not born, and there shall you die. But to the land where they desire to return, there shall they not return. Is this man Coniah a despised broken pot? Is he a vessel in which there is no pleasure? Why are they cast out, and his seed into a land which they do not know? O land, 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 hear the word of Jehovah. This says Yahweh, write this man as childless, as a strong man that shall not prosper in his days. Moreover, no man of his seed shall prosper forever, sitting upon the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Let's discuss verse 30. This is a very crucial point to understand to avoid the deception of the end times. Yeshua did not come through the line of Jehoiachin, the son of Jehoiakim, which is the line of King Solomon. Let's look at two different translations of this same verse. Modern King James Version. So says Jehovah, write this man down as childless, a man who will not be blessed in his days. For no man of his seed shall be blessed, sitting on the throne of David and ruling any more in Judah. Complete Jewish Bible. This what Adonai says, list this man as childless. He is a lifetime failure. None of his offspring will succeed. None will sit on David's throne or rule again in Yehuda. But Yeshua sits on the throne next to the right hand of the Father in heaven, according to Psalm 110. And we understand that Yeshua is the King of Israel, the promised seed of King David. Galatians chapter 3 and Acts chapter 2. Numerous times I have quoted that King Solomon broke the covenant that was made through King David about a descendant sitting on the throne of Israel forever. Yahweh still had mercy when it came to this promise with King Hezekiah, but King Manasseh broke this covenant for good. Jeremiah 22 verse 30 tell us that King Jehoiachin is as if he did not have children regarding to the promise of the lines of kings that will sit on the throne of Judah. This is correct in two aspects. Number one, Yeshua is not the king of Judah and he will not sit on the throne of Judah. He is the king of Israel and he will sit on the throne of Israel in the new Jerusalem that will be established when he returns. Number two, many people don't know this, but there are two genealogies in the New Testament's writing, Matthew chapter 1 and Luke chapter 3, and these two genealogies are not the same. The genealogy in Matthew is the line of David through Solomon, and the genealogy in Luke is David through Nathan, his fourth son. One of these lines are through the line of Yeshua's earthly father who adopted him, and the other is through that of Yeshua's mother. In both Luke and Matthew, if you remove the chapters and verses and the commas, for remember that there are no full stops and commas in either the Greek or the Hebrew languages, and there was no chapters and verses in the original texts, then none of these genealogies specifies of being that of either Joseph or Miriam. This is something that we read into the text. They are the genealogies of Yeshua through his father that adopted him in Matthew and his mother in Luke chapter 3. You will notice that in Matthew, the name of Jehoiakim is not included. If you count Jehoiakim, then Joseph is the 14th generation from those being carried to Babylon. Then we can clearly see that the genealogy in Matthew is that of Joseph, the son of Solomon, the son of Abraham. This genealogy starts at Abraham and then go all the way to Joseph, Yeshua's mother's husband. Now, I am aware of the Aramaic text that suggests that Joseph adopted Miriam and was her adoptive father, and then counts Yeshua as the 14th generation from the exile to Babylon. But Jehoiakim need to be in the chronology. And we do not have 1st and 2nd century text to verify tampering, but we have the Tanakh to clear up misunderstandings. Joseph had nothing to do with the conception of Yeshua. Yeshua was conceived by the Holy Spirit. Going to the genealogy in Luke and removing the commas, Eli was the father of Miriam. Luke 3 verse 23. And Jesus himself was beginning to be about 30 years of age, being, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, the son of Eli. There are also no brackets in Greek, so in the English translation, that bracket can be moved to the end of Joseph, as was supposed, the son of Joseph, and then the genealogy continues after Yeshua as Eli, Yeshua's grandfather, because women are not used in genealogies. The genealogy goes back all the way to Adam, which makes Yeshua the son of Adam, which is one of his titles. When Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians about the first and last Adam, I am pretty sure that he had the genealogy in Luke in mind when he described the concept. 1 Corinthians 15 verse 45 and 46. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam was a life-giving spirit. But not the spiritual first, but the natural, afterward the spiritual. With Yeshua the Messiah and the Son of Elohim being the subject of discussion. Let's get back to our story. In the book of Daniel, we read the following. Daniel 1 verse 1. In the third year of the reign of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came to Jerusalem and besieged it. And the Lord gave Jehoiakim, king of Judah, into his hand, with part of the vessels of the house of God, which he carried into the land of Shinar, to the house of his God. And he brought the vessels into the treasurer's house of his God. And the king spoke to Aspenaz, the master of his eunuchs, that he should bring some of the sons of Israel, and of the king's seed, and of the rulers, sons in whom was no blemish, but who were handsome and skillful in all wisdom, and who had knowledge and understanding, even those who were able to stand in the king's palace, and to whom they might teach the writing and the language of the Chaldeans. Verse 5. And the king gave them the portion of a day in its day from the king's food, and the wine which he drank, even to rear them 3 years, so that their end they might stand before the king. And among them were four of the sons of Judah, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, to whom the ruler of the eunuchs gave names, for he called Daniel Belteshazzar, and Hananiah Shadrach, and Mishael Meshach, and Azariah Abednego. 3 years after Jehoiakim became king in Jerusalem, through the hand of Pharaoh Necho, Nebuchadnezzar attacked Jerusalem and besieged it. He took Jehoiakim into chains to Babylon, and also took Daniel, among others, into captivity to Babylon. King Jehoiakim had to swear allegiance to Babylon to remain on the throne in Jerusalem. Under King Jehoiakim, Israel and Jerusalem became a vassal to Babylon. And Jeremiah continued to speak against the house of Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 26. Jeremiah threatened with death. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from Yahweh, saying, "This says Yahweh, stand in the court of Yahweh's house, and speak to all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in Yahweh's house, all the words that I command you to speak to them, do not remove a word. If perhaps they will listen, and make repentance every man from his evil way, that I may relent of the evil which I purpose to do to them because of the evil of their doings. And you shall say to them, this is Yahweh, If you will not listen to me to walk in my Torah, which I have set before you, to listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent to you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not heard. Then will I make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth. Verse 7. So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of Yahweh. Now it came to pass, when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that Yahweh had commanded him to speak to all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, You shall surely die. Why have you prophesied in the name of Yahweh, saying, This house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without an inhabitant? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of Yahweh. When the leaders of Judah heard these things, then they came up from the king's house to the house of Yahweh, and sat down in the entrance of the new gate of Yahweh's house. Then spoke the priests and the prophets to the leaders and to all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, for he has prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your own hearing. Verse 12. Then spoke Jeremiah to all the leaders and to all the people, saying, Yahweh sent me to prophesy against this house and against the city with all the words that you have heard. Therefore, now change your paths and your doings, and obey the voice of Yahweh Elohim, and Yahweh will relent of the evil that he has pronounced against you. As for me, see, I am in your hand. Do with me as seems good and right to you. But know for certain, that if you put me to death, you shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourself, and upon the city, and upon the inhabitants of it. For of a truly Yahweh has sent me to you to speak all these words in your hearing. Jeremiah spared from death. Then said the leaders and all the people to the priests and to the prophets, This man is not worthy to die, for he has spoken to us in the name of Yahweh our Elohim. Then rose up a certain elders of the land, and spoke to all the congregation of the people, saying, Verse 18. Micah the Morasite prophesied in the days of Hezekiah king of Judah, and spoke to all the people of Judah, saying, This is Yahweh, host of armies. Zion shall be plowed like a field, and Jerusalem shall become heaps, and the mountain of the house as the high places of a forest. Did Hezekiah king of Judah and all Judah put him to death? Did he not fear Yahweh? And Yahweh relented of the evil that he had pronounced against them? We are doing great evil against ourselves. And there was also a man that prophesied in the name of Yahweh, Urjah, the son of Shemaiah, and Kirjath Jerim, who prophesied against this city and against the land according to all the words of Jeremiah. And when Jehoiakim the king, with all his mighty men, and all the leaders heard his words, the king sought to put him to death. But when Uriah heard it, he was afraid and fled and went into Egypt. And Jehoiakim the king sent men into Egypt, namely Elnathan the son of Achbor, and certain men with him into Egypt. Verse 23. And they brought Uriah out of Egypt, and brought him to Jehoiakim the king, who killed him with the sword, and cast his dead body into the graves of the common people. Nevertheless, the hand of Ahikam the son of Shaphan was with Jeremiah, that they should not give him into the hand of the people to put him to death. Later in Jeremiah, and also in Ezekiel, we will learn about false prophets that was prophesying against Jeremiah's prophecies. So, rather than taking note of what Jeremiah is telling Israel, they wanted to kill him because the prophecies he brought was telling them that they are sinning against Yahweh, and he is going to destroy them. And to add to insult, there were prophets that talked about the destruction of Jerusalem long before Jeremiah did. But rather than listening to Jeremiah, they said that it would not happen in their time. Yahweh will have mercy on us. It will happen in a future generation. Jeremiah chapter 17. the sin of Judah. The sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron, and with the point of a diamond. It is carved upon the tablets of their heart, and upon the horns of your altars. While their children remember their altars and their groves by the green trees on the high hills, my mountain is the field. I will give your substance and all your treasures to be plundered, and your high places for sin throughout all your borders. And you, even yourself, shall discontinue from your heritage that I gave you, and I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land that you do not know, for you have lit a fire in my anger which shall burn forever. This says Yahweh, cursed be the man that trusts in man, and makes flesh his arm, and whose heart departs from Yahweh. For he shall be like the shrub in the desert, and shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, a salt land that is not inhabited. Verse 7. Blessed is the man that trusts in Yahweh, and whose trust is in Yahweh. For he shall be as a tree planted by water, that spreads out his roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but his leaf shall be green, and shall not be anxious in the year of drought, neither shall he cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, Yahweh, search the heart. I try the mind, even to give every man according to his way the fruit of his doings. As the partridge sits on eggs, and hatches them not, so is he that gets riches, but not by doing right. It shall leave him in the midst of his days, and in the end he is a fool. And exalted high throne from the beginning is the place of our set apart place. O Jehovah, the hope of Israel, all that forsakes you shall be ashamed, and they that depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken Yahweh, the fountain of living water. Jeremiah prays for deliverance. Verse 14. Heal me, O Yahweh, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. See, they shall say to me, where is the word of Yahweh? Let it come now. As for me, I have not run away from being a shepherd in your service who follows you. Neither have I desired the dreadful day. You know that which has come out of my lips was righteous before you. But not a ruin to me, you are my hope in the day of evil. Let them be ashamed that persecute me, but let not I be ashamed. Let them be broken, but let not I be broken. Bring upon them the day of evil, and destroy them with double destruction. Keep the Sabbath day holy. Verse 19. This says Yahweh to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, where the kings of Judah come in, and where they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem. And say to them, hear the words of Yahweh, your kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem that enter in by these gates. This says Yahweh, guard yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath, nor bring it in by the gates of Jerusalem. Neither carry forth a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath, neither do any work, but set apart the Sabbath, as I commanded your fathers. But they obeyed not, neither inclined their ear, but made their necks stiff, that they might not hear and not receive instruction. And it shall come to pass, if you diligently listen to me, says Yahweh, to bring in no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath, but set apart the Sabbath, to do no work in it, then shall there enter into the gates of this city kings and leaders, sitting upon the throne of David, riding in chariots and on horses. They and their leaders, the men of Judah, and the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah, and from the places around Jerusalem, and from the land of Benjamin, and from the plain, and from the mountains, and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, and food offerings and incense, and bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of Yahweh. But if you will not listen to me, to set apart a Sabbath, and not to bear a burden, when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then will I kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the palaces of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. It always ends back at the Sabbath. The house of Judah again worshipped at the high places, as before King Josiah destroyed them. And they did not keep the Sabbath, as it was written down in the Torah of Yahweh to the first and second generation, the receivers of the covenant. Up until now in our story, King Josiah was killed by Egypt because he went up against them without the permission of Yahweh. King Josiah's youngest son, Jehoahaz, was made king by the people. He was taken captive by Pharaoh Necho 3 months after his reign started, and Jehoiakim, his brother, was made king in Jerusalem, but under the authority of Egypt as a vassal to Egypt. 3 years after Jehoiakim started his reign in Jerusalem, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, came against Jerusalem, just as Jeremiah prophesied will happen if Judah refuses to repent from her wicked ways. Babylon besieged Jerusalem and took many captives, of which Daniel and his 3 friends was part of, and Jehoiakim became a vassal king for Babylon. This did not scare the people of Jerusalem, and Jeremiah continued to prophesy against Jerusalem and Israel, house of Judah. Join us next week as we continue in our study of Jeremiah and the last kings of Israel. Thank you and God bless. Shalom.
Join me every Tuesday online to discuss this teaching and learn more about Israel's true national identity. Email me at admin@themessianicmessage.com for details.